Hey, it's Randy Miles. It's Take Control Tuesday. I know it feels like a Monday or a Wednesday, but it is Take Control Tuesday. And I have on the phone Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. We are at the unofficial beginning of summer. How do I save money, Mansa?
Absolutely. Here are three or four strategies you might use this summer. Number one, get rid of winter expenses. I don't know about you, but for the last few years, it doesn't feel like we've had much of a spring.
Right.
And we've jumped from cold to hot. So you want to use this opportunity to save money. First thing you can do is use your car less. We all know gas prices are higher in the summer. And the summer is great for walking, biking, and et cetera. So just think about using your car less. Second thing you can do is reduce your indoor entertainment expenses. Now, this could include cable and streaming services. It could include a gym membership. Things that we do to make sure we're entertained during those long winter days and nights in Michigan. And you don't have to get rid of all your streaming services, but let's face it, in the summertime, you spend more time outside, which means you spend less time watching TV, entertainment, that kind of thing. So you don't have to cut back everything, but there's probably some things you could pare back. The next thing to do is find free or near free. You got parks, picnics, festivals, and you have to force yourself to find these venues so you don't spend money unnecessarily. For example, in Michigan, for $11, you can get a pass on your tag, and what they call a recreation pass, that'll let you into over 100 state parks, miles of trails, historic sites, boat launches, and etc. That's $11 for the entire year, and it lets a whole carload of people in there.
Wow.
So every weekend, you can go to a different state park in Metro Detroit. You don't have to even hit statewide.
Right.
They're beautiful parks that a lot of people don't know about. The next thing you want to do is watch your energy costs. You know, in Michigan, we traditionally think winter is the time for high energy bills, right, with heat, etc. But it also can be true during those periods of extreme heat that we have in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an air conditioning, change your filter, raise the thermostat a few degrees that you can stand. The other thing is turn on exterior lights later and turn them off earlier. You know, the days are longer, so you don't have to do it. Now, that may be true on the inside of your house as well, depending on how much. Brown bag your lunch and eat it outside.
Yes.
Most workplaces have places that you can sit in and eat outside during your lunch period. And finally, make a plan and then do it. The things we just talked about, take a little effort. But here's the thing, if you rely on impulse, that's generally increase your spending during the summer. Hey, let's just go, right? That's going to hurt you. So once again, if summer's an opportunity, I think, for people to save money, I think one of those tips you can do and put a little more change in your pocket.
I like a little more change in my pocket. I'm going to take some
well,
of these and practice it.
Dollars, not change.
I like both. Oh, well, thank you so much, Mansa. And you can get all kinds of information from your website. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, MoneySmartLife.org. Check out our YouTube channel, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks so much.